Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Jacob Marley was dead, no doubt about it. The Speaker of the House had overplayed his hand, and now he was out. His colleagues, deadlocked on a successor, finally chose an obscure member named Ebenezer Scrooge. He was a righteous and blinkered man who believed deeply in protecting the public treasury from those who would deplete it for the poor, the sick, and others in need. By Christmas Eve, Scrooge's colleagues had headed home for the holidays, but he remained, alone in his office, searching for new ways to cut spending, defund federal agencies, impose religious orthodoxy across the land. Suddenly, a specter appeared before him. It was the ghost of his predecessor. Marley, weighed down by chains forged from lies and broken promises, warned Scrooge of the doom he faced should he continue his heartless ways. "Good heavens, man," Marley said, "we almost shut down the government with those debt limit shenanigans. Now you want to cut Social Security, repeal Obamacare, ban abortion? Are you mad? You'll cost us the election." Marley also had some news for his successor. "This very night you shall be visited by three spirits. They could change your life, so listen to them." Marley clanked to the door and vanished. Hours later, Scrooge awoke from an uneasy sleep to find himself face to face with a visitor. "I am the ghost of Christmas past," the ethereal figure announced. He whisked Scrooge away on a journey, back through the politician's life, his strict upbringing, his early years as a hardline ideologue, the ruthless choices that led him to his current misanthropy. Scrooge was unmoved by the pageant. "Why are these lazy spendthrifts my problem?" he asked. "Are there no prisons, no poorhouses?" The spirit did not answer. He had disappeared, to be replaced by another hallucination, the ghost of Christmas present. This one showed Scrooge the contrast between the comfortable lives of the rich and the struggles of common folk living paycheck to paycheck. He led Scrooge silently through the miserable homes of hard-working families as they shared their meager Christmas dinners. Among those abodes was that of Bob Cratchit, a clerk in the legislature. Cratchit struggled to stay solvent in the best of times, but now Scrooge's party was about to shutter the government yet again, halting federal paychecks. Cratchit's family, nonetheless, was celebrating the holiday with love and good humor, undimmed by the fragile health of their young son, Tiny Tim. Scrooge was impressed with their equanimity and moved by the sight of Tim. The boy was so ill he could not walk, yet bursting with charm and enthusiasm. Scrooge asked the spirit about Tim's chance of recovery, but by then his guide had faded into the mist, to be replaced by a third specter, the ghost of Christmas yet to come. Without a word, he conjured up images of Scrooge's future electoral losses, his forced retirement, his pathetic final years trying to crack the talk show circuit. The spirit also showed him a grief-stricken Cratchit family who, partly because of Scrooge's hostility to big government, had minimal health coverage. They were mourning the loss of their beloved son, Tim. Scrooge was shaken. He begged for a chance to change his ways. Instead, the spirit led him silently to a neglected, weed-covered grave. Scrooge was shocked to discover that the tombstone bore his name. He began to weep, and all went black. Scrooge awoke in his bed. The sun was shining. Church bells rang with such exuberance he realized it was Christmas morning. He resolved to embark on a journey of redemption. He quickly convinced his party colleagues to fund the government far into the future. He reached across the aisle to the other side, and together they uplifted the lives of those poor citizens he had once disparaged. And those citizens repaid him with their votes. The name Ebenezer Scrooge became a timeless reminder that even the most hardened heart can find redemption when touched by the true meaning of Christmas. Tiny Tim responded well to better medical care. Before long, he was going to school and working as a congressional intern. Scrooge became a fixture around the Cratchits' table. At every Christmas dinner thereafter, Tim would nod to his benefactor and declare, "God bless us, every one." I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.